In zoning commission meeting of February 9th, 2015. The time is now 6 p.m. Okay. 2.0, public comments, receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anyone who'd like to speak?
I have no one signed up.
Thank you. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, I printed something like this off and put it in front of each of you. What it is, it's basically a good training opportunity. It's put on by the Houston chapter of the APA, the American Planning Association. And what it is they've got San Antonio and Houston that are both communities are embarking on a new comprehensive plan. And the director for Houston will be there, and the director for San Antonio will be joining, I guess, by webinar. And they're just going to be talking through some of their issues with comprehensive plans, and it might be, probably would be a very good opportunity for this commission, as many of you that can go, to go and just hear how some other communities are doing comprehensive plans. At some point, I'm sure we'll be looking at ours again, so it would just be good reference. And if you would like to go, please let me know sooner rather than later so I can register each of you. And that's all. I'll send a follow-up email.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anything else? Okay. All righty. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 12th, 2015. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Darrell. Is there a second?
I'll approve it.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve LaRue's Place being a subdivision of 0.16 acres of land situated in the W. Hurd Survey, abstract number 371, Harris County, Texas, and a replat of lots 43 and 44 in block 69 of the city of Tomball. A subdivision in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County. Staff, could we please have a report?
Yes, this subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, city of Tomball, and Tomball ISD, and address minor comments, including decimal points, square footage, and title. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second, please?
Second.
All right, there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve Gateway Business Park being a subdivision of 2.9894 acres of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 20, Montgomery County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Montgomery County and Tomball ISD. Submit all required documents to Montgomery County. Remove contour lines. Correct minor comments. Name. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the plat with contingencies?
I move to approve with contingencies.
All right. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Five 5.3, consideration to approve Pius Estates being a subdivision of a 0.2410 acre tract in the William Hurd Survey, A371, being a replat of lots 29, 30, and 31, Block 29, Tomball Township, as recorded in Volume 4, page 25, Harris County Map Records, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, Community Development recommends approval of this plat.
All right. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
No contingencies.
No contingencies on this. It's a rarity. All right.
Second.
All right. Did you restate your motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. And Darrell, second. Okay, is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.4, consideration to approve zoning case P14-262, request by Jose Vasquez to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 4.02 acres of land legally described as Lot 1, Block 1, Vasquez, Phoenix, within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located at the southwest corner of Lizzie Lane and South Persimmon Street, from the single-family residential 6th District to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is a request to rezone the subject site from the SF6 to commercial district. The subject site is located at the southwest corner of Lizzie and Persimmon. You can see in the aerial photo above, there is a business park directly to the north, and actually two business parks directly to the north, City of Tomball drainage channel to the south, single-family residences undeveloped land to the west, a business park to the east, and next month you'll be seeing an additional rezoning request for an additional business park even further to the east. And the subject site is undeveloped at this time. This is a couple of site photos. You can see that it's just a heavily wooded lot right now. This is the comprehensive plan. The comp plan designates this property as employment and office, with employment office to the north and south. This is the rezoning map. The property is currently zoned single family 6. To the north is the commercial district, which is the same district the applicant's requesting. And to the south is the light industrial district. This is a conceptual site plan showing the proposed business park at this site. And this is in your staff reports as well. This is an elevation showing what the outside of the buildings look like. City staff has reviewed this request and recommends approval based on the fact that it's compatible with the land uses in the vicinity. It's compatible with the zoning districts in the area, and it's compatible with the comprehensive plan. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification on the 28th, and as of 5 p.m. today, we have received no public comment forms.
Okay. Thank you.
We're happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record, if you're present.
I'm the architect, Henry Clock, and Joe, the owner, is stuck in traffic. We'll be here shortly. But we have prepared this.
Could we have your name and address, please?
Excuse me. Yes. Sorry. Henry Clock, architect, P.O. Box 11732, Spring, Texas 77391. Speaking for the owner, he's been part of the partnership on the properties that were just shown to the north many years ago, and had always expected to continue the development on the south side. In fact, the original detention pond was done by David Kelly for the entire development north and south. And just recently, we've done a study for the detention pond to be only on the southern part and revised that original detention plan. And it came sort of a surprise to Mr. Vasquez that the property had been rezoned into residential. So we went about it and prepared plans and presentations so that the city would be able to see that we had a similar intent to do nothing more than what Joe had planned from the very beginning when he purchased the property many years ago. That's pretty much all I have to say on the matter, other than we've tried to make it a very presentable building rather than just the original concept, which was pure light industrial perhaps, and to favor a more commercial type of construction. So we intend to start with one building, the larger one as shown on there, and then progress forward to the smaller buildings, depending on the market's reaction to the primary building. So any other questions for me?
I've got one.
Okay.
What's that little corner?
I've approached the owner on that there. They were interested in selling, but the prices were too high, and they're under the impression that it's commercial. And I told them, I know it's rated residential, but if we succeed in getting commercial, then we'd be happy to entertain it again. But he's under the impression, and their tax liens are back about 15 years or something. They haven't paid any taxes on it. So it belongs to a deceased individual who has five relatives that are trying to decide what to do, but they certainly would not object, in my opinion, to being commercial at all. In fact, that's how he responded to me when I called him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody else have any questions for the moment? We can call them back up if we need to.
I do. What are we looking at putting into these warehouses? What kind of traffic are you considering?
We are thinking of small commercial contractors, such as a plumbing supply or a. I was involved with the planning and design for 521 Chestnut and those right around the corner. It's a similar type of occupancy that we envision here. In fact, that was the inspiration was for Joe after he saw my work there, that he would. There he is. So that we would continue to do something for Joe on the property. He had always planned to do something on there, and he liked what he saw there, and so he'd like to continue to do something like that.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Vasquez, would you like to come up and speak?
Would you like to say anything? Oh, where are we?
Well, you were starting traffic, but I explained to you about how long you've owned the property and what your intent was to develop it, and this is hoping that the plans that you've designed would be acceptable to the committee, to the city council to approve for proceed. But you can just add to your comments about how you've always planned to be part of it. Go ahead.
Well, we've owned the property for approximately 6 years. We want to develop something similar, very close to what's across the street. And with your permission, we'd like to get that approval.
Okay.
Did you need his name and address?
Yes, we need your name and address.
Joe Vasquez, Kingwood Drive, Kingwood, Texas, 77339.
And the number?
3007 Woodland Hills Drive.
Anybody have any questions? Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
You need anything further from me?
I can believe
it. Thank you.
We can call you back up. I'd like to call the public hearing on zoning case P14-262 to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:14. Is there anybody here that would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
I have no one signed up.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Since there's no comments, the public hearing's now closed. The time is now 6:15. Okay, could I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-262, please?
Motion to approve.
All right, and is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Anybody have any questions they'd like to ask of the applicant or staff?
Well, I am concerned about the warehouse, considering that we're dealing with residential real close by, even though the owners are saying that it's going to be for contractors and all of that. What restrictions we have are further down the road when they decide to sell the property. Maybe Rodney could explain that.
Could you?
Sure.
Thank you, Rodney.
Be happy to. Let me pull up my zoning ordinance and I can tell you exactly.
Okay, great.
So for the screening and buffering portions, it's obviously going to have a 10-foot landscape buffer, since it would be adjacent to single-family six on the west side. It would be required to have a 6 to 8 foot tall opaque screening fence. And the side building setbacks, let's see, they would be based on a 5-to-3 ratio, or 35 feet, whichever is greater. So for every 5 feet for every 3 feet of building height, the setback goes 5 feet. So the idea is you get a taller and taller building, you get a deeper and deeper setback away from the residences to the west. So it's both a setback, screening, buffering, and landscaping requirements on the west side.
But as far as warehouse, I mean, that's pretty broad construction.
Yes,
that could be used for many things, and the consideration down the road when things change, you know, so how do we protect the neighborhood in that? Is there any way, or is it just...
It's the same way we would do it for, like, Chestnut Business Park, okay, where whenever a new use comes in, they always come to the city first, and okay, if they don't, we quickly have a meeting with them. But we check to make sure that the use is permitted in particular districts, because I hear what you're saying. A warehouse use is kind of a broad use.
It is.
But what we do is our zoning ordinance, we have 18 or 19 pages of land uses, so they get pretty specific as far as what the exact use is. And each one of those uses is then delineated between a particular zoning district. So if it's for, you know, a concrete batching plant they're trying to put inside of a warehouse building, we obviously wouldn't allow that. So.
Okay.
And that would also include, if I might say, office and warehouse. So there wouldn't just be a warehouse like a Cottondale or something like that. It would be a combination of a proprietor's type of business. Sorry for the interrupt.
Okay, all right.
Well, based on the site plan, I don't see how they could even get an 18-wheeler in there.
Yeah.
I know. Rodney? I was more concerned, like, you know, storage facility. I mean, all you need is a couple of cars, quite a few traffic, you know.
Right.
I mean, SUVs, I mean, that is enough to disturb mm-hmm. the neighborhood, so.
How close is the nearest residence that's being lived in?
The nearest residence?
I know there's a house right there on the corner, and I believe there's one.
I think that
just to the west.
From what I recall, there's a vacant lot directly to the west, but then past that one is mm-hmm. a single family residence.
And isn't there one just south of it?
Directly south is the city of Tomball's detention pond and a big vacant lot.
Okay.
And there is a residence on, if you keep going south, there's mm-hmm. kind of an L-shaped building you can see there on that aerial.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there is a residence on that lot, too. But it's separated by probably 200 feet of vacancy and then City of Tomball drainage channel.
Okay, so when they build this, if they'll have to follow the buffering rules and all that mm-hmm. for the fence and everything.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? Mm-hmm. Staff? Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney.
Okay. Is there any other questions or discussion? All righty. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. Okay. 6.0 adjournment. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
So second.
Second.
All righty, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Thank you very much. See y'all next month.